What up, Get Up Nation? My name is Ben Biddick, the host of the Get Up Nation podcast and co-author of Get Up, The Art of Perseverance, with former Major League Baseball player and CEO of Lurong Living, Adam Greenberg. Welcome to episode 41 of the Get Up Nation podcast. Recently, I had the honor and privilege of speaking with Paul Guarino of PG Sports. Not only is he one of the state of Connecticut's 40 under 40, according to Connecticut Magazine, he's also the host of the Average to Savage podcast, where he interviews the finest athletes on the planet. Not only did I have the pleasure of speaking with this entrepreneur and fellow podcaster, but we're excited to announce the launch of the PG Sports Get Up Nation athletic apparel line. I love linking Get Up Nation with Paul because PG Sports is everywhere and anywhere, worn by the finest athletes on the planet, like MLB's Brandon Phillips, the NFL's Rob Jackson, and the NBA's Brooke Lopez. Just as athletes have to overcome opponents, injuries, losses, and pressure to survive in the arena, we all have challenges in our lives we have to face, regardless of whether we're athletes or not. To wear PG Sports Get Up Nation apparel, you're making a statement about who you are, what you will be, and how no matter what comes your way, you and yours will keep getting up. Paul Guarino, thank you for joining me on the Get Up Nation podcast.
Ben, how's it going? I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on. You clearly love sports. Tell me about how athletics became so important to you.
Growing up in a sports household, and I don't know, it just stuck with me, I guess. Played baseball a little when I was younger. Not everyone's a Yankees fan in my family, so just grew from there, I guess.
You started your company summer 2011, correct?
Yep.
How did that all start for you?
So I was sitting in my living room, and it was the year after my freshman year of college, and I just created a Twitter page, PG Sports, just to tweet about sports in general instead of using my personal page because people get like annoyed. So I was like, why don't you do something separate? And then pretty much grew from there. I made regular t-shirts. I didn't have a logo yet. I just had like a font that I created on like Paint. And then I just hand those out. And then from there, I hired a graphic designer to get an actual logo. And I just decided to make t-shirts. Came up with a slogan, Everywhere and Anywhere, because I was going to have people wearing them everywhere and anywhere. From there, I just reached out to people that I knew. Just like you mentioned before, Rob Jackson, he went to my high school, West Haven High School. So I reached out to him. He was like 5 years older than me. And then I just told him I was from West Haven, got him to wear it. He was like one of the first athletes to wear it. And then he gave it out to all like the Redskins and stuff like that. And then I just annoyed people on Twitter, like Brandon Phillips. And I just kept on tweeting them and tweeting them and tweeting them. I mean, social media was big then, but not as big as it is now. And it was just like easier to connect to people 7 years ago.
Now, some of the finest athletes on the planet wear your gear. How satisfying is it to see them proudly sporting the clothes that you create?
I mean, before, when I first started, I used to always have to ask them and hound them for a picture. And now they're just wearing it. Sometimes they tag me, sometimes they don't. I don't care as long as I see it. The only weird thing is, like, I never really see anybody wear it in person besides doing photo shoots. But I know a lot of people always, like, tweet me or, like, message me and, like, oh, I just saw someone wearing a PG Sports shirt. I just never see it. So it's kind of funny.
You graduated from the Jack Welch College of Business at Sacred Heart University, where you received a degree in sports management and marketing. You also earned a master's degree in sports communication and media. You have tens of thousands of people who follow your social media accounts today. Where do you see PG Sports in the next 5-10 years?
I don't really know. I just hope it keeps on growing and growing. I look back, like, so say, what's it, September now? So then I look back at what was I doing in September 2017, and then I see if I progressed or not. And most of the time, I feel like I've progressed, so as long as that keeps on going, then I'm fine with that.
What are some of the biggest challenges you've faced as you've built your company and brand?
Still to this day, definitely manufacturing is probably the hardest part. I have some solid manufacturers, but I'm still trying to work on getting prices down, price points, you know, stuff like that. Business side of stuff that people don't really see. Obviously, they just see me just putting out clothes and designs. There's a whole other aspect to it. So I say that was the business side, behind the scenes stuff.
What are some of the accomplishments that you're proudest of as a result?
Probably just all the pro athletes wearing it now and even getting pro athletes to buy the product, which has happened a few times, which is pretty cool. Like one guy I didn't even know, he was like an overseas basketball player. He actually tried out for the Lakers this past summer and he was just wearing the shirt. And I was like, he bought this? And then I looked at my recent orders and he was up there. So that was pretty cool.
Let's talk about the Average to Savage podcast. Where'd you get the idea? How did you develop your concept?
I was thinking about doing a podcast for a while, since last year pretty much, and I wouldn't say months of planning, but I was planning it like in my head, and then I started it up and I reached out to people like you to figure out what the best way to go about it, and best sounding and audio and stuff like that, and it was a whole new learning curve, but it was exciting to learn something new. And now people are asking me how to start podcasts. And how did I get the name? I think it was just me and my friend were just going back and forth with names. That just came up. And I already had the Savage shirt, so it just made sense. People like that a lot.
Tell me about some of the conversations you've had on the podcast. Who are some people that you've really enjoyed speaking with, and any insights they shared that you thought were valuable or powerful?
I mean, probably the one that sticks up is Royce White, because he was talking about mental health and how he's blackballed from the NBA. I was like, pretty deep one. I mean, I pretty much liked all of them. I've been doing a variety of not just athletes and trying to be different with that. I always like doing the endings of them when I just ask them the fun questions, you know. Those are the most memorable things.
When you have a setback, when you have something that's frustrating or difficult, what's your approach to overcoming that obstacle? How do you stay resilient and keep pushing through so that each year you grow, each year you build, each year you advance further than you did the year before?
I guess I keep on going, and if something fails, and I try something different and just keep on trying different ways to make it successful, or I just pretty much just put my head down and just keep on digging.
What's something that people should know that makes it more than just a t-shirt or a hat or a hoodie?
There's always a story behind the t-shirt and how I think about it. For example, one of them, consistency is key, and I have it in two different fonts because it means everybody's consistency is different, but it's still key to be consistent.
So is that part of the things that drive you the most?
Yeah, it's like motivation t-shirt, stuff that people can relate to, like chip on my shoulder. People always said that to me, like I have a chip on my shoulder, and they said, you gotta get it off, and I'm like, nah, because that just motivates me. And like, I was rejected from millions of jobs. Well, not millions, but like hundreds, literally. And took some stuff from emails that people said to me, and it's in the back of the chip on my shoulder.
So I love that tenacity. I love that.
Yeah.
I love how you take any kind of rejection, and it just makes you more powerful. I love that.
Yeah, for sure.
What should Get Up Nation know about PG Sports?
It's not just apparel brands. I'm trying to make it everything. I have blogs, podcasts, as we just mentioned, video interviews. I'm trying to be everywhere and anywhere.
For those who are reaching out to you for your expertise on podcasting, do you have any recommendations for anybody who's thinking about starting their own show?
Yeah, I'm definitely not an expert yet. Definitely do your research. As you and me know, definitely figure out the audio part, because that's probably the hardest part. Just probably like watch tutorials and videos and look up other people's podcasts. That's what I do too, just listen to other people's podcasts just to see people's flow and how they go about interviews.
Paul, I always end the show with six questions to help my listeners understand the why within my phenomenal guests. Are you willing to run through these six quick questions with me?
Yeah, for sure.
Who are you thankful for today?
My family and friends.
And what are you thankful for today?
My family and friends, I guess.
How do you fuel the fire within you?
I just get up every day and do work and be consistent.
What's one thing that adversity has taught you to value?
It just makes you a better and stronger person.
And what are you doing today you never thought you could?
Running PG Sports.
And what do you do tomorrow that you never thought you could?
Hopefully making PG Sports a full-time gig.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
I am so happy to announce this partnership with Paul Guarino and PG Sports to give you Get Up Nation sports apparel. The link to purchase is below. These aren't just t-shirts. My vision for this sports apparel is to have each purchase be an investment in the growth of Get Up Nation's positivity on this earth in such need of it. If you like what you've seen from Get Up Nation so far, invest in our growth and join this positive movement. Please purchase one for yourself and your family, team, organization, or group. When you make a purchase, please send me a photo of you wearing our gear so I can share your pic on Get Up Nation social media. Also, think about the people in your life who inspire you with their resilience and perseverance. Send me a detailed email at getupnationpodcast@gmail.com telling me why you're giving them this gift and why they're an inspiration to you. Don't forget to snap a pic or take a video when you give them the gift and tell them why they're so important to you in the process. I want to share the positivity you deploy with the rest of Get Up Nation. Just think of how far we could take this. For instance, if you survived a tremendous injury or illness and want to give a shirt to everyone in the emergency department at your local hospital that helped save your life, or if there is one person you rely on as you face adversity who serves you and others with such distinction that you breathe a sigh of relief when they're assigned to help you because you know you can trust them and they're going to get it done in the right way, give them a shirt to recognize their excellence and what they mean to you. or give shirts to a local veterans organization to thank them for their service, or give a shirt to every member of your coaching staff because they've inspired you to be a better person and player. There's no end to the good we can do and the positive experiences we can share. When you see someone wearing a Get Up Nation shirt, tell them you appreciate them because they're part of creating resilient people, organizations, and societies that we all want to live in. Join Get Up Nation today, subscribe, getupnationpodcast.com, and purchase PG Sports Get Up Nation gear at pg-sports.com. Links are below. Remember, Get Up Nation, it ain't over yet.